This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Hollywood in New York City. Once upon a time when I was a lad wandering the streets of Manhattan, it was always a joy to come across a production underway, a TV show, a movie. And one day walking down the street and seeing all this activity in front of me in a police car, the green and blacks pulled up on the curb. And I thought, what's happened here? An accident? No, it was a Kojak production. So ever since then, I've noticed all the movie companies when they show up with their big vans, and you know it's going to happen the night before because they put some young volunteer out to keep traffic from parking on one side where the trucks are coming in the next day. However, there's trouble in Hollywood on the Hudson, and Harry Siegel, a columnist at the New York Daily News, a senior editor at The City, is here to help me understand this story. It's about subsidies and the new governor, Governor Hochul, meaning to compete. The numbers are stark. Before the pandemic, before everything was shut down, the production of all kinds, motion picture to advertising to media buying in New York, was 2,839 productions, leading to billions in wages and billions for the city, for the local economy. And now, Harry, a very good evening to you. We're not doing badly, but we're recovering from the pandemic, but we've got competition out there. The mayor supports the governor. What is the governor proposing and why? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. So New York has a pretty generous tax credit to get productions to shoot here. And Governor Hochul, who's put out a budget proposal, wants to greatly expand the credit so that it would cover $700 million a year, up from $420 million a year now. That's a lot of money to, of course, to give to an industry. And while it's awesome having the film industry here, having a whole number of studios in the area, there's Steiner Studios in Red Hook, there's Silver Cup in Queens, and Kaufman Astoria, which had been a silent film studio in the 1920s and was revived. It's fantastic. But vastly adding to that credit to compete with other states like Georgia and New Jersey that have added their own credits, you can see how this ends up as a sort of bidding war, and you'll end up with lots of productions that maybe would have been here with or without that tax credit, for various reasons, not least because New York has a vast talent pool at this point of people, you know, who do shoots, who do post-production work and editing and all these parts. It's not clear who outside of these companies that would necessarily benefit. But since many of these companies are here, and since this would be state money, not city money, even though about half that money, you know, comes from New York City taxes, the mayor's in support of it, too. And we're going to see if this, in fact, moves through the moves through the budget process with people who are pushing and saying, to quote from the story, this is not a tax credit, the $700+ million, but a targeted investment that's good for New York in an industry which is true that pays workers an average of $90,000, where half the jobs don't need a college degree. All that's so, but it's a very expensive targeted investment, and we're going to see if this actually ends up happening, or if New York ends up in a bidding war with Georgia, which now has an extremely generous credit, and New Jersey and California, which may be expanding theirs.
I'm going to try to be a devil's advocate here. Why New York doesn't need to pay to match Georgia or California is because there's only one New York, Harry. For heaven's sakes, for many years, it was always a laugh. This is the 20th century. To go to a movie that was pretending Toronto was New York. I mean, you throw your hands up. You go, come on, guys, cut it out. There is nothing that does Manhattan. There is nothing that does Brooklyn. We can agree on this. So, and also, everybody lives here. I mean, these shows, I mean, it begins with Dick Wolf. I'm following the reporting here. It begins with Dick Wolf when he said Law and Order is going to film in New York. It's about New York. It's going to film in New York. And everybody said, but the expense, but what about this? And what about security? Well, he was right. And decades later, still the case. So why subsidize what they can't possibly reproduce anywhere in the world, Harry?
Right. And Law and Order, which of course is its own incredible franchise, started here without that credit. And we're at this moment where it seems pretty clear that we've hit with the pandemic, most likely, like the peak of quote unquote peak TV, and you're going to have less productions filming going forward, presumably, as the media industry is in another state of significant consolidation. And to play devil's advocate to your devil's advocate for a minute, John, the biggest movies in the world right now are all goofy superhero things shot against green screens. So absolutely, there's only one New York, and it's ineffable and irreplaceable and all those wonderful things. I'm here. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. That said, how much economic value, how much that's worth to a film production that really is putting a price tag on that, I don't know. And how much the state needs to bother bribing, because we are New York, and have a powerful global brand, New York City, that really is not dependent on giving tax breaks to large film productions, I wouldn't think.
Let me try one more case. I've read the numbers of 100,000 jobs, paid $12 billion in wages, added $64 billion. How about this, Harry? When you give a shot of Times Square or Riverside Park or Brooklyn Heights, that is tourism. That's what it is, Harry. The movie goes all over the world. Could it be famous? It only takes one genius murder mystery script to get everybody to go back to real live actors and away from green screen. But the value of all those TV shows and Netflix and everything is that it reminds people, oh, you know, we haven't been to New York recently, or wouldn't it be great to see a skyscraper? I can remember traveling in Europe, and this is in the late 20th century, in the 70s. And it was always a marvel to young people I met my age who said, what's a skyscraper like? We have them. Nobody else has them, Harry. Why subsidize what cannot be replaced? And also, in subsidizing, we're subsidizing the tourist industry, which is a big part of our income that went missing in the pandemic.
So we had a wonderful instance of this with the Joker movie that came out in, what year was that? 2019, right? And this was a massive, massive worldwide smash. And one key scene is set on these step stairs in Highbridge on West 167th Street in the Bronx. And the Joker character goes up and down the stairs over the course of the movie. And then as he transforms into the Joker, and he's in his clown suit and makeup and the whole thing, he sort of dances down the stairs. And people come to visit that now, like they go to see the Rocky stairs. And something I know is that, or I read, is that initially they were going to use a different set of stairs that were used in American Gangster, another nostalgic of a different sort of New York movie that came out in like 2007 in the South Bronx. But those stairs have been cleaned up and made nice, which is great for the neighborhood and what you want to do with like your bounty of tourist money. But consequently, they were too good to be aesthetically acceptable for that movie. And similarly, you know, the Joker one needed stairs that just look like, you know, run down concrete, which is what they got. And that, as you know, in this movie that's consciously evoking a Taxi Driver and a grittier New York and all such things, has now become a tourist destination in the Bronx, which is great. Great to have people there. Please spend your money. Leave it here. We are all for that. And if the film industry helps do it, everyone's for that. It's simply a question of whether or not adding to the subsidy is going to pay off that way.
The mayor's for it. The city council's for it. The governor's for it. We shall see. Harry Siegel, senior editor at The City. columnist at the New York Daily News. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.